to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is live. How you doing today, Deb?
I'm terrific. It is a great day to be a geek. I love being called a geek.
You know, first half to live my up life, I hated it, and then I accepted it. So
yeah. It's all nerdy stuff. It's fun. You know, so I just did a Snapchat, you know, of me sitting here in front of my mic, and, you know, I snapped it out and said, hey, you know, guess what I'm doing? Because, you know, on Snapchat, when you send that out, you can tag a URL, so it'll tag the social geek. So yeah, geeking us on. Let's do it. Excellent.
So speaking of geeky stuff, you had something for our Geek It Out segment today that you were looking at another part of the Facebook Chronicle.
Yeah. So got? I have a true or false for our audience, and I'll ask you. So managers, this is a true or false. Managers can require that prospective members answer qualifying questions to join groups like LinkedIn or Facebook. True or false?
I would have said false up until about a week ago, but I'm going to say true because I went to join a group in Facebook and I got the third degree. So I'm going to say true. They can ask qualifying questions.
Very true. Yeah, and I think this is very recent that this came about on groups, because I started a group years ago and that was not a feature. But then I started my Deb Evans Consulting training group a few months ago, and that option was available. I personally like it because I, you know, want to know. You have to qualify in order to be part of this group. And if you don't, sorry, can't join.
Yeah, I joined, you want to talk about geeky stuff. I joined a group of fans of Marvel Comics of the 1960s and 70s. So let's talk geekiness right there, right?
That is so you.
It was a cool group, you know, lots of old comic books, lots of old Spider-Man and Avengers and things like that. And when I went to join, it asked me questions like, you know, who was your favorite character, who was your favorite artist from the 1960s, and what year did such and such happen? And I guess I proved my geekiness because they let me join. But you know, it got me thinking that anybody can join a group, and I don't think the idea is to make it exclusionary, but maybe the idea is at least to, especially if you're going to have, you know, some good old fashioned debates and discussion about specific areas, I think it is kind of cool to know that people really do have an interest in that subject matter, you know, and people who are in the group are maybe at least at a certain level. So, but like all things on social, it could go the wrong way.
We'll have to see. Yeah. But yeah, you get to know more about those group members when you're asking them questions like that. So, very good. So let's, you know, you've been busy attending conferences. I know, you know, I went to West Coast last week. We got Emerging Franchise Conference. We've got so many other things coming up. And we've spent time before giving all the obvious tips on preparing to go to a conference, which I've been sharing a lot recently with somebody that's a client that's going to a conference. But what about those post-conference tips? I think people go to conferences, they have all those business cards in their that swag bag, and then they get on to business and they forget what they, you know, with the follow-up.
Yes. You know, and I think that's so true, especially what you said about all of the, you know, the blogs that you and I have done and the podcasts that we've done talking about, here's what to do to prepare for this year's annual convention and whatever space you're in, or, you know, getting ready for networking at conferences and using social media at conferences. And I think many people really fall down on the follow-up mm-hmm. after a conference. So there are a few things that I would like to share that I think works pretty well.
Okay.
As far as post-conference follow-up, everybody does a few basics, right?
Right.
If you met someone at the conference that you're trying to network with, whether you're a supplier and they're a potential customer, or you're both, in our case, you're both franchisors in the franchise space and you want to learn from someone or you want to follow up with them, or let's face it, a lot of people want to find out about a job or something in the future. You know, everybody does the follow-up of sending the email to the other person, and it's typically when? The following Monday after the conference, right? Mm-hmm. My biggest tip when it comes to email follow-up is maybe find another way to follow up outside of the email, first of all, and we'll talk about that in a second. But if you're going to do the follow-up email, don't do it on the Monday after the conference. That's the same day that the other 500 people or whatever the number is at that conference that are following up with the same person you are, they're all going to send an email that following Monday at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., or, you know, whenever they get to it. So I like to shoot a note to someone in a very off time, maybe sooner rather than later, maybe, you know, while the conference is still going on, and shoot them a reminder note that, hey, let's have a phone call in a couple of weeks, or let's get together for a cup of coffee or whatever. So maybe do it way before that, you know, first Monday after the conference, or maybe even give it a few days. Wait till the Friday after the conference when, you know, they've already heard from all of your competitors or whomever. The fact that you got to them first doesn't mean you're going to be top of mind. And I think a lot of, especially salespeople, think I got to be the first person to reach out and schedule a meeting with that potential customer. Being first doesn't really matter. You know, you want to be best, you want to be memorable, you want to be top of mind, and you want to really make a connection and show that you're listening to them and you have an interest in, you know, building some sort of rapport with them. So I would say, don't get lost in the crowd. Wait a week, or maybe do it a couple of days early. You know, I even say no one really cares about getting an email on the weekend or evenings anymore, because they'll read it when they read it. So, you know, don't get lost in the Monday morning shuffle. Also, they're coming back from a conference that they've been at for a few days. So that following Monday morning, they're going to be putting out every fire in their office that happened while they were gone. So,
right.
So Monday's maybe not the best day to reconnect with the person that you're networking with.
Good point. I have, so at these conferences that we go to, we attend many sessions that have excellent panel members. You know, they've taken time out of their business to speak. Some are paid, some are not. You know, it depends on what type of conference you're going to. I love to connect with them in two ways. I always, if they really delivered a phenomenal presentation, I like to make them a recommendation, you know, either on their website or the LinkedIn or however I can do that and say, you know, I listened to Mitch Joel, fabulous speaker, Guy Kawasaki, whatever it might be. And then if I can find their business address, which is usually on their website, I like to take it to the old school way and write a handwritten note. And in that handwritten note, you know, thank them for the presentation, give them 2-3 key things that I took away, because I figure this is going to be beneficial to them. They want you to make, they want to make sure that they hit the mark and I got the takeaway. Of course I pop my business card in there, and thank them for it. I think, and I know in my experience, it really has gone a long way that, you know, who knows? We might want to have that panel member on Social Geek Radio years from now, or, you know, connect with them or offer them a speaking opportunity, or they may, you know, have somebody that they can refer to you. So I think, you know, recognizing those folks that really take time out of their busy schedules to go and travel and present to us as the audience, it goes a long way. And I really do appreciate their effort. And hey, yes. I think you sat in a presentation there. They actually might mention you and you're sitting in the audience.
Yeah, I was pleased to, pleasantly pleased to get recognized by one of the speakers today for something we were chatting about a couple of days ago here at the show.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the marketing panels here at the Emerging Franchise Conference in Phoenix this week. So, a little recognition goes a long way. And I love what you said about giving the speaker, mm-hmm. especially if it's like a keynote speaker, giving them a review or a recommendation, whether it's on LinkedIn for public speaking or on their website. Most mm-hmm. speakers have some sort of page where, you know, you can book them for a speaking gig, but giving them some kind of recommendation. I never thought of that. Most mm-hmm. public speakers would love that. Let's face it. The reason that they're up there speaking is so they can get more recognition and grow their own personal brand. So you giving them some kind of online recommendation, I'm sure they would be very thrilled to hear that. And also let them know they did a good job. You know, when people are doing panels or keynote speeches, you never know. Did this go over? Did this fall flat? What did people think? Was anyone paying attention or was everyone just looking down at their phone the whole time?
Yep.
So giving them a review, you know, or a recommendation, that's terrific.
Yeah. I'd love to do it.
One other thing I thought I would mention too, along with giving a recommendation, sending an email follow-up, what's the other thing we all do is we connect on LinkedIn, right? And, you know, it's almost so common that everybody connects with everybody they ever met on LinkedIn from every conference or event they ever went to. But it's still important to do because, you know, you would be surprised at the number of people that you connect on LinkedIn. And that's where you're really going to communicate from now forward. You may never see them again at another conference. But networking on LinkedIn could be the key thing for keeping that conversation going. So one thing that for a while people were sending a lot of LinkedIn connections to people, and myself included, with no message attached. And I think especially when LinkedIn got to be more and more popular on the mobile app, a lot of times people couldn't even see a message if you wrote them a personal note.
Right.
They've changed that a bit now, and I want to make sure that if anybody listening is sending out a LinkedIn connection request, make sure you put a personal note in there, because now that personal note, whatever you write, also shows up as a direct message or whatever they're calling it in LinkedIn these days. So not only will that person get the invitation from you to connect on LinkedIn, they will also see in their message inbox, they'll also see whatever you put in that note will show up there as well. So there's a lot of people that use that direct message function on LinkedIn a lot these days. And so I would definitely make sure you put a personal note because it's going to show up there and it's going to show up as, you know, one of those alerts when they're on their mobile version. Mm-hmm. So be sure to send a note.
So then I will follow that with... Yes, I like to connect on LinkedIn, but I do my stalking on Instagram and Snapchat.
Interesting.
And Snapchat, because if that connection is different, you know, Snapchat and Instagram, you're going to see the real person, not just the professional person. Right. So I see things on those platforms. It's like, oh, I don't think I want to do business with them. Or, oh, they're really fun. And this is engaging. Then I connect with them on those platforms as well. So it's like, don't just limit yourself, even though I think majority of people are, you know, go to these conferences because it's professional, it's LinkedIn. Don't forget those other fun platforms that show the personal side of that connection.
Very true. Very true. And I think especially Instagram and maybe Snapchat too, but especially Instagram is when it comes to business connections, that's just growing and growing and growing. And people that you never really would have thought you were going to be connected with on Instagram, you know, due to the business relationship, you're going to be connected to more and more of those people every day. So yeah, that's a great tip as well. My final tip, I know we're talking a lot about the social geeky side of life, but the other thing that I think we might want to go the opposite direction, and maybe not for everybody you met at a conference, but if those two or three people that you really had a good conversation with and you really want to continue networking with them, send a handwritten note. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that beats a handwritten note these days as far as getting someone's attention and really making them realize, I took more than 5 seconds to think about this, right? I didn't just shoot out an email. I actually wrote a little note, I addressed it, I put a stamp on it, and I actually took the time to send you something in the mail. Now, they're not going to get it very quickly these days, right? but I would send out handwritten notes as soon as you can. It's, you know, really, there's no better way to really show somebody that you're, that they are on top of your mind. And by the way, it doesn't really cost much to get a box of notes and a few stamps and send something out that someone's actually going to pay attention to these days. So I think that's the non-social geek tip that I would give.
I like it. It works. So I guess what we should do is we should ask, you know, our listeners, what do you do post conference attendance or networking event that we may not have mentioned? We would love to hear them. We might share them later, but we've got our Social Geek Radio Facebook page, which any business page, it would be facebook.com/ and then Social Geek Radio. Please comment there or on our website at socialgeekradio.com in the comments of this podcast, you know, give us your tips and things that we can learn from. So,
yeah, absolutely. Please share. We'd love to share them with everyone else and giving you full credit. So
that's right.
Please let us know what you think. Facebook is probably the easiest place to find us. So we look forward to your comments there. And Deb, I'm going back down to the conference and doing some more networking.
Do that and have a good one. And I'll talk to you again next week, Mr. Munson.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.